time with the Lord. That is our thought today. Time with the Lord. Our emphasis this morning is going to be on prayer, on praying. You might say, well, Brother Lynn, I pray. I spend time with the Lord. Well, dear friends, sometimes we get caught up in life and we're so busy and we have so much that's going on around us. Sometimes we just don't take time to pray and to spend time with God. There's no doubt that you've experienced this. There's no doubt in our mind that you've not encountered this when you find yourself in between what is thought of as the rock and the hard place. You get so caught up in life that prayer seems to elude you. You say, well, Brother Lynn, I pray. I spend time with God. Dear friends, we want you to understand something today. Just coming to God's house is not spending time with God. Standing over a meal that you're trying to hurry up and eat and get on your way and say, oh Lord, bless this mess, I got a lot going on. That's not quality time with God. There's a lot of people that are hurting today. There's a lot of situations that's very difficult. A lot of situations that are very trying and tugging at our heartstrings. Our hearts are burdened. We don't have all the answers. But praise His glorious name. I know who I can take them to. I know. Who I can take them to. We were sharing with someone just the other day. My Jesus Christ was on the Sea of Galilee in Mark chapter number 4. And in verse 39, the Bible is telling us that He and His disciples was in the midst of a terrible, terrible storm. And our Savior was asleep on a pillow in the hinder part of the ship. Those frightened and very terrified disciples cried out and said, Lord, carest not thou that we perish? And the Bible says that Jesus arose and rebuked the wind and the waves and the sea, and He said, peace, be still. The Bible says there was a great calm. That word, peace, in the Greek has to do with muzzle. As you would find someone who has muzzled and restrained a raging dog, a vicious animal. Jesus calmed that rage. Dear friends, I know for a fact that if my Lord can calm the sea, He can calm me. If you have your Bibles and would like to turn with us today, turn with us, if you will, to the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 1. Time with the Lord. That is our theme today. In the Gospel of Mark, in chapter number 1, begin reading here in verse 35, and we will read down through verse 39. The Word of God tells us, and in the morning, rising up a great while before day, He went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed. And Simon and they that were with Him followed after Him. And when they found Him, they said unto Him, all men seek for Thee. And He said unto them, let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also. For therefore came I forth. And he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and cast out devils. Dear friends, when we began to look at this passage of Scripture that is found in the Gospel of Mark in chapter number 1, the Lord began to remind us of what Jesus was doing at this particular time in His ministry. He had been preaching and doing much in way of good for the people of Israel. And there's no doubt in our mind that he, like we, grew tired and weary. And sometimes, dear friends, when you and I get tired and weary, we get down and out. And it seems as though the adversary, the devil, has a field day in our lives. Jesus Christ, who was fully God and fully man, knew how to be someone who was tired and felt the world descending upon him. And the Lord Jesus Christ gives us this lovely example in the Gospel of Mark in chapter number 1. When the Word tells us that he did something, what did he do? The Lord had some one-on-one time with God the Father. And we say that to say this: there is no greater thing that you and I can do than spend time with the Lord. And I believe, dear friends, that if we will spend time with the Lord will bless us and he will help us. People today says, well, my religion don't call for me to spend time with him. I suggest that they find another religion, because I can tell you it is of the utmost importance that you and I spend quality time with the one who loves us and, praise God, cares for us. The Bible tells us that in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. What that saying was that the Lord Jesus Christ got some quiet time with God. When was the last time you had some quiet time with the Lord? When was the last time that you got sincere with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and poured out your heart to him? When I looked here at the ministry of Christ, I see how that he had preached throughout Galilee, how that he had called Peter and Andrew to join him, how that he had cast out many demons in Capernaum. The Lord was very busy. He had a lot of activity going on in his life, just as you do, just as I do. But he seen the need. He knew what was important was to spend time with God the Father, because Jesus said time and time again, about the Father's business. And I tell you today, when you spend time with the Lord and you sincerely call out to him, you can rest assured this, dear friends: the Lord will bless you, he'll help you, and praise God, he'll lift you up. Oh, dear friends, when I thought about this, I thought about the busy schedule of our Savior. Well, you see, dear friends, when he went there in this early morn to pray to God, just soon after he arrived at this special place, the Bible says that Simon and those that were with him sought him out. I can tell you today, dear friends, you might say, Brother Lynn, I don't have much time to pray. I don't have much time to worship. I tell you today, friends, if there's a will, God will make you a way. And we find there how that the Lord Jesus Christ cried out
out to the Lord God, his Father. You say, why? Because he needed strength. He needed encouraging. He needed to be ministered to from the love of glory. I tell you today, when you reach out and take all of the Lord Jesus Christ and you spend time with him, you can rest assured this. He will help you. He will enable you to face the challenges that life sends your way. You say, Brother Lynn, I don't understand that. I tell you today, friends, there's many of us today that have faced much in way of trial and tribulation, and we ain't knowed how that we was going to get through that storm that was raging around us. But praise be to God, we're here today, and God has blessed us to bring glory to his name. A little time with God. Spending time with the Lord. Oh, how important is that? Oh, dear friends, it is of the utmost importance. Brother Joe in the Sunday school hour read this passage of Scripture that spoke to our heart. I heard the songs that were sang today, how that they reflect upon our message today. In Matthew chapter number 6, in verses 6 and 7, the Bible says, but when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Oh, dear friends, how about us spending a little time in our prayer closet and crying out to God with all the things that's burdened and heavy to our heart? I can tell you today, my Lord, my Savior, he wants to hear from us all. You say, Brother Lynn, you pray. Yes, I pray. Do I pray like I should? Not all the time. But I can tell you today, I had to change my habits. I had to change my demeanor. I had to change everything to balance my prayer life so I could give some time to be sincere with the Lord. You say, well, Brother Lynn, I don't know how much time, but just a few minutes of the evening. God's bless you that few minutes of the evening. You might say, well, Brother Lynn, I ain't got much time. Just a little bit of time in my car going to work. You take that time. And I tell you, the Lord will bless you. He will help you. And your time with the Lord will not only change the situations around you, but praise God, it will change you. Change you. You see, when Jesus went up to that solitary place to pray, and his disciples come and they saw him, they seen that not only was Jesus praying and that things was changing, but they knowed if they prayed in the manner that Jesus prayed, they would change as well. You see, the Bible says that if we draw nigh to him, what will he do? He'll draw nigh to us. If we spend some quality time with the Savior, he will bless us. He will help us. You say, Brother Lynn, do I just pray every once in a while? No, dear friends, we're to pray at every opportunity that God gives. When Jesus went to that solitary place in Mark chapter number 1, it was not just a one and done. For the Bible says in Mark chapter number 6 in verse 46, the Bible says, and when he sent away the multitude, he departed into a mountain to pray. What's this saying, dear friends? It's saying this. He seen the need to have some one-on-one time with God. We all need that. We all need that. Now, you that go to school, you that work, you that have responsibilities at home,
There's things that you're required to do. There's things that you're expected to do. Well, you know something, dear friends? God requires us to talk to Him. He desires that. God's been so good to us, it's expected of us to pray to Him. And you say, Brother Lynn, it seems as though I'm always asking. I'm always asking. Lord, can you do this? Lord, can you do that? Dear friends, let us retire to our prayer closets and cry out to our Heavenly Father and pray not our will, but Thy will be done. And not only pray for what we need, but pray and ask God, what can we do, Lord, for You? What can we do? Can we intercede for one another? Can we pray for one another? Can we seek the counsel of the Holy Spirit to bless us and to help us and to enable us to do the things that God would have us do? Yes, we can. God will bless us and make it possible for us to do glorious things in accordance to His Word. You see, dear friends, where does it start? Friends, it starts with prayer. Well, you know, the Bible teaches us that the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man does what? It availeth much. We have not because we ask not. We don't find because we don't seek. The Bible says that if we seek, we'll find it'll be open unto us. I thought about the power of prayer and the importance of prayer. The Apostle Paul, a great man of God, would write to the church at Thessalonica, 1 Thessalonians, in chapter number 5, and verse number 17, Paul would write, pray without ceasing. Why would he do that? Because he knew that there was nothing better than spending time with the Lord. And I thought about that so much these days of late. Because you say, Brother Lynn, I've got a burden and I've got a problem. I don't know the outcome. I don't know how it's all going to unfold. I don't know how it's all going to turn out. But praise be to God, I can take it to the one who does. This same man who would write to the church at Thessalonica and proclaim to pray without ceasing. He was a man who had like passions like you and I. He suffered. He had hardship. He had trial. We shared in prayer meeting on Wednesday night about Paul. There was a time in Paul's life that's recorded in 2 Corinthians in chapter number 12 that Paul had what was called a thorn in the flesh. We don't know what that thorn was, but that thorn was very terrible. It was very agonizing. It was taking its toll physically, and it was taking its toll spiritually. And the Bible tells us, 2 Corinthians in chapter number 12 and verse number 8, as Paul had prayed, he said, "For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me." Oh, he was in agony. He was in pain. And he wanted it to go away. He wanted everything to be well. And the Lord Jesus Christ, He didn't look at things as we do. He seen, praise His glorious name, the big picture. And you know what He did to Paul? It's what He's willing to do for us. He's willing to bless us and help us. And people says, well, did Paul's prayer get answered? Oh, I tell you, that thorn remained. But God gave him something that was far greater than that thorn. He gave him something that would bring him peace and joy and help. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians in chapter 12, there in verse number 9, and he said unto me, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for
therefore my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. You know what Paul was saying is that when he prayed to God, the Lord blessed him beyond measure. I tell you today, spend some quality time, some time with the Lord. He will bless you beyond measure.
Things don't always turn out the way we want. Things don't always happen the way we would like them to. But let us pray in faith to know that God is in control. For you see, dear friends, Paul would go on to tell the church there at Corinth something. You say, Brother Lynn, you there? No, I'm not there yet. I'm a work in progress. I'm a sinner saved by grace, fell and come short of the glory of God each and every day of my life. And I'm part of his work. But you know something? When old Paul had that one-on-one time with God, and he spent that time with the Lord, Paul knew and he proclaimed that when he was weak, through the power of God, he became strong. And notice what that he did. Suffering with a thorn, problems in the ministry, trouble all around. Paul said in verse 10 of 2 Corinthians chapter number 12, therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecution, in distresses for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then am I strong. You know, we got something to look toward. We got something to long for. None of us likes to suffer. None of us likes to be in pain. None of us likes to be uncomfortable. But I'm thankful today that I have a Lord who goes with me. He never leaves me, nor forsakes me. And the Bible teaches us that he sticks closer than a brother. When the trying times come, when the hardships come, and you got that one-on-one time with the Lord, and you're crying out, and you're praying, and you're seeking help, I can tell you today, the one who hears you, the one who's willing to bless you, is our refuge, is our strength, is our present help in time of trouble. I tell you today, spending the one-on-one time with the Lord will bless you and help you and that is around you. Why does people act the way they act? Why does people do what they do? Why can people not see what is best? Why do things occur as they do? We don't have all the answers. The Apostle Paul would be the first to declare he had not all the answers. But he spent time with the one who did. Listen, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is not a Johnny come lately. He was, he is, and he forever will be Lord. That's who that we're to spend that time with. The one who loves us. The one that can take the crooked and make it straight. The one who can calm the rage of a storm. The one who raises the dead. The one who takes a few loaves and a couple of fishes and feeds the masses. Listen, that's the Lord that desires to spend time with us. Let us honor him by spending time with him. A little quiet time changes everything. A little quiet time brings about joy and brings about peace. My prayer is today, as it was yesterday, and as it will be for many, many years to come, for us to be a praying people. Just a few moments ago, the request in the church was so numerous. So numerous. People are suffering from death, suffering from sickness, suffering from situations that is beyond their control, suffering with many, many different things. If there was ever a time to spend with the Lord, it's now. So I ask you today, dear friends, are you having that one-on-one time with the Lord? Have you departed to a solitary place just to cry out? Have you taken an initiative to go into your prayer closet and seek His will, not your will? You see, dear friends, relationship makes all the difference in the world. Relationship. That closeness, that bond that we have with the Heavenly Father far exceeds anything that you and I can comprehend. Jesus went to a place where there wasn't any distractions. The Bible teaches us in Mark that He went to a solitary place. That reminds me of His quiet place. I think about that on the eve of His death when He went to the garden at Gethsemane. And He told His disciples to stay back to watch and to pray. And He went off alone to cry out to God. Listen, dear friends, we come in the house of prayer and we do corporate worship. We intercede and we pray in one mind and in one accord. And that's all wonderful. It's special. It's lovely. It's something we treasure. But that one-on-one time, that spending that time with the Lord, just between you and Him, will not only bless you, but praise God, it'll transform you and those that is around you. Last week, God always has me, it seems like, to encounter situations, places we go. We all are aware of what's going on in the Middle East with Israel and Hamas. Two gentlemen whom I know were almost coming to blows because of that conflict. The Israel side, the Palestinian side. These men were at a rage at each other. It saddened me and it broke my heart. Because I just don't pray for one, I pray for all. One-on-one time with God. Spending quality time with the Lord will make a difference. Jesus would continue that preaching tour in Galilee. Just after He would come down from that mountain, just after He would come from that solitary place, He would encounter a leper. How many of you have ever said, it seems like there's something all the time. When I get through one thing, something else comes. Well, it was with Jesus too. Everywhere He went. What made it possible for Him is what makes it possible for us. Being about the Father's business. And having that time. Let's stand to our feet.